Hi, you're listening to YYC Sociables, Calgary's social experiences podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Sociables, and my job is to make sure you have something fun to look forward to every week. In between these weekly episodes, get your fix by following me on Instagram at sarah.sociables. All right, thanks everyone for joining me today. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsor, and that is Flatlander Cider. Flatlander Cider comes out of Saskatoon. It's handmade hard apple cider. It looks super delicious. They sent me some, but I haven't tried them yet. I'm really excited to try them because there's so many flavors and they all look so good. I don't even know which one I'm going to drink first. Let me tell you about the flavors. The first one is their crisp apple, which is like your original kind of, you know, cider that you probably, similar to ones that you've tried before, you know, your go-to cider. Then they have some crazy flavors. They've got a Pina Loca, so that is their pineapple flavor that is their seasonal one for the summer. It looks really good. I might be going for that one first. The next one they have is called Cider in Black, and it's a black currant berry cider. That one looks really good too. They also have a rosé, which looks amazing. It's in a really cute pink can, and they have a winter blend that is a cinnamon nutmeg one, which is really interesting because you can actually serve this one hot too. So like a hot apple cider in the winter, which is really cool. I didn't know that you could do that with cider beverages, or at least not the canned drinks anyway. So that's really cool. So check out Flatlander Cider. They are in liquor stores around Calgary. And if they don't have it at the liquor store, just ask for it and they can get it in for you. Okay, let us get into our events and news section here. So I've got a random selection of stuff that's coming up. Today is actually May 1st that I'm recording this, so I am commenting on a bunch of things coming up kind of for the whole month. So that's cool that there's some stuff for us to do despite this ongoing pandemic. The first one I want to mention is at Hotel Art. So this one's more just, I stumbled across it and thought it was like a unique deal, because you know how people are really promoting like local staycations because it's kind of all you can do, but it is nice to like get out of the house and treat yourself a little bit. Hotel Arts is doing this in-room dinner and a movie deal. So it's $275, which is a little pricey in my mind, but it is Hotel Arts, so you know, it's a pretty nice upscale hotel, and that includes a dinner in your room with a fancy menu. It changes weekly, so I couldn't tell you what it is every week of the month of May. You have to check their website. And it also includes wine, popcorn, and movie snacks. So they set you up with a theater experience. And you get a movie credit so you can watch a TV in your room. But it's kind of crappy that you're stuck in your room for your holiday a little bit, but it's something. Hotel Arts also has the pool, which I'm not sure if that's open right now. Oh, you can probably just like book it for like an hour or something. I think that's what most hotels are doing right now. And you may not know this, Hotel Arts recently opened a golf studio, a virtual one, right in their location downtown, which is super exciting because they never had this before and they're trying out new things. So I think that's really fun. I'd love to try out their little golf studio there, do some virtual golf. I feel like that's a lot easier than regular golf when I get bored by like hole seven or something. This would might be more my style. Okay, the next thing I want to tell you about is Cobb's Adventure Park. And I mentioned this one last week, and they have added new adults nights since then. Last week I was telling you about how they have an 80s night that is adults only, and that one's June 5th, and you get a drink and some appetizers with it, and it's like 80s themed in their park. That one, there's still tickets available for it, actually. I'm guessing it's going to sell out. So if that's the one you want to go to, go for it. But they also have two more coming up. One is July 3rd, and the next one is August 7th. So it looks like they're doing about one a month. And the July one is a wing festival. I feel like festival is a bit of a strong word in terms of the naming. It's more of like a wing night, but it is adults only again, which is great. You don't really want to bring kids to your wing night. And so you get your wings, you get 10 wings, and you get a beverage, an alcoholic beverage, obviously, and you get to enjoy Cobb's Adventure Park, which is really cool with other adults. The one in August is a beer festival. Again, festival's a bit of a strong word here. It's more like a beer-themed night. You get one beer flight and you get some appetizers included with your ticket, and that's at Adults Night as well. Those all sound really fun, and I think that would be something different to do if you haven't been to Cobb's Adventure Park before, or maybe you just haven't been in a while. And you can learn more about it on their website. That's where you can purchase the tickets. I think they're around, I want to say $37, or maybe it was a little bit more, $45. Oh, I can't remember now. It's around that range, though. The next thing I want to tell you about is from Kananaskis Nordic Spa. So they announced just this last week or so ago that they have a deal where you can rent out their spa, which is pretty cool because it's a very upscale spa. I've never been to Kananaskis Nordic Spa, but I mean, it's that one that's all over the gram. Everyone's always taking their pictures with it, which I don't understand because you're not allowed to take your camera in there, but I guess they just do tons of promotions with influencers. That's why it's always just kind of like in my face. I'm sure you've seen it too. There's all these photos of the Kananaskis Nordic Spa. It's really beautiful, right? It's got all the trees surrounding it, and it just looks like a very like luxury place to enjoy the outdoor pool. So the deal is pretty expensive, as you can imagine, but for 2 hours for four people, it's $500 plus GST. So I feel like that's kind of a lot of money to shell out, but it is cool that it is an option. I think they're just doing this to make use of their spa because they probably weren't using it all before with the restrictions or something. And I guess this is how the government lets people use pools now. I don't know. But there's an option for you if you ever wanted to try the Kananaskis Nordic Spa. Next, let's talk about my favorite topic, pizza. I do love pizza. I eat way too much of it. So La Pizza Week has started today. That is May 1st through 7th. And this is from the same people who make La Poutine Week and La Burger Week. And they're not local, unfortunately, but they are like this Canada-wide, I don't even know what to call it, idea thing that they just came up with, which is kind of cool. It just gets people to, it gets businesses to participate, and it kind of offers people creative new menu options. So it's kind of exciting, but it's also kind of not that exciting because for restaurants to be in La Pizza Week, like be listed as a participating restaurant, then all they have to do is offer a special pizza at a special price, which to me sounds very vague. That could really mean anything. But you can check out their website to see the Calgary restaurants that are participating. And there was 18 on the website when I looked. The ones that looked the best to me was the one from Trolley 5, which is a curry chicken pizza, which looked pretty tasty. And again, I'm not sure if this is like part of their regular menu or they made this special, or maybe it's a special price. Not sure what makes it La Pizza Week worthy, but it did look really tasty. And the other one that I saw was from my favorites, Connie and John's. We all love their pizza. So good. And they have a fun guy one that they are offering as part of La Pizza Week. So if you love pizza as much as me and you need barely any excuse to get some, then this is the week for you. Okay, now let's talk about drive-in movies. Last week I mentioned that these were coming up because TELUS Spark is doing their one from, what is it called, Big Spark Drive-In, and Grey Eagle is doing theirs as well. So Grey Eagle announced theirs in a calendar for the month of May. If you go to their website, you can see all of them. I counted 16 events that they're doing, so they're doing quite a few. That's just in May only. And they're doing a variety, which I love. About half of them are kind of like random movies. Some of them are like children's oriented. There's Finding Nemo. And some of them are more adult, I guess. They've got Dazed and Confused was on the list. So they've got all kinds of, I don't want to call them classic movies, or I guess well-liked movies. And so they're doing that. And they're also doing live shows. So they've got a live comedian playing, and they're going to be doing dueling pianos as well. So you can watch this all from your car, from the drive-in series. It's $40 per vehicle. I'm not sure if every single show is $40, like that's a flat rate, or maybe some shows, like the live ones might be more or something, but it looked like the ones that I clicked on were all $40. So that's a pretty good deal. You can bring a carload of people, bring your own snacks. You don't have to like spend any more money and get to watch a movie, get out of the house, do something different. It's good for Grey Eagle for putting that on. That sounds like a fun thing to do this summer. And I'm sure they're going to do a bunch more if they have that many lined up in May and if they're successful. The next thing going on that I noticed was from Rodney's Oyster House. I think Rodney's is just trying to do something different here, but they are offering a personalized virtual event for basically you and your friends and families. You order up this event, you pick which menu items you want to get, and you have to hit like a certain amount of spending on there, and you have to spend $75 on an event fee, which I feel like is a bit much, but what you get with that is a chef who will walk you through kind of your menu options, and assuming you bought oysters because it's Rodney's Oysters House, will kind of instruct you on how to shuck an oyster and talk you through it and whatnot. So that's like the event. So like, you can do it from the comfort of your home, and your friends are in the same event watching it from the comfort of their home is how I understand it's supposed to work. So that's kind of a cool idea. I like that they're offering something unique and kind of different. Feel like it is a little bit on the pricier side because you have to order so many menu items, plus you have to pay the event fee. Like, that seems like you're gonna be, it's gonna get up there with the bill if that's kind of what you're want to do, but I'm sure it's really good quality. It's seafood, it's Rodney's, so it's gonna be awesome. So something cool I wanted you guys to know about. And the next thing coming up is Mother's Day. So Mother's Day is Sunday, May 9th. And I don't know if you're planning on hanging out with your mom or not, virtually or in person or whatever. I've been paying attention to what restaurants have been posting online, and it's mostly takeout stuff, like lots of different brunch offerings, because I don't know, in terms of patio specials, it's probably pretty hard to predict the weather and what's going to happen, but maybe there'll be a few like in restaurant offerings for Mother's Day as well. But mostly I've just been seeing a lot of takeout menus. So maybe we'll put together like a Mother's Day takeout menu options for you guys. I don't know if you'd be interested in that or not, but that is the holiday coming up in May that you should probably pay attention to because, you know, gotta shower your mom with some love. Okay, so this next section here, I'm kind of calling industry news. I've got some bad news and then some good news. So I'll give you the bad news first. The bad news is something that I noticed this week is that, well, I guess something I usually notice every week when I log in and I check on these various event sites and try to see what's up in the event world is I've noticed that events have been postponed and I keep seeing their dates being pushed back and back and back. And this has been happening since December, since our, I don't know, was that lockdown too, whenever we lost ourselves somewhere in there. So events were pushed to January, then February, then March, and now it is May, and I've noticed the events have just dropped right off. So they aren't even on ShowPass or Eventbrite anymore. So to me, that is depressing because it means that all these events that had been pre-planned and even had pre-sold tickets to them have actually just given up on the idea and have refunded people and are saying like these aren't happening, or at least not anytime soon. So I'm only telling you this so you know where the event industry right now is and how much they're hurting in case you needed a reminder of that. It's kind of it's pretty dire for people like that, and I feel for people when that is their living and that's how they feed their family and they don't have much hope in sight right now. And in terms of myself, like because I used to be hired to promote events and now no one needs me anymore. And just to not to like pump up my own sob story or anything, but just explaining how it like touches everyone really. So yeah, partly I'm not getting hired because there's no events. And the second reason is because there are so few events that exist at all that they sell out, so they don't need any advertising. Why would they pay for any advertising, right? But that's okay. I pivot. I adapt. I survive. So don't worry too much about me. But just letting you know that this is kind of where the event industry is at as a whole, and it's not in a good place. So support events when they come back, guys. Okay, so now onto some good news because I wanted to, you know, keep it positive. In terms of things that are opening now, going in a positive direction, we've got Granary Road is open for this season. Now, they do more kind of family stuff there because they have like their park, but they also have their market and you can shop there, get some food there. It's kind of just like a cool, unique place to go. The other thing that is opening is market. Got a lot of outdoor markets that are going to be popping up again, and night markets are going to be opening, which are nice because the night markets are more tailored towards like adults who want to do something on a Friday or Saturday night. That's pretty exciting. There's some good news for you guys. Next section, I'm going to talk a little bit about myself again, what I did last week, and what I have coming up this week. Pretty minimal because I mostly stay home all the time. But what I did do last week, which was fun, is I did a photo shoot for a couple different campaigns that I'm doing right now on Instagram. So I got to go to, you know, that viewpoint that's just past Center Street. It's not the Crescent Heights, but like Mount Pleasant viewpoint. There's like a really pretty park there and you can look out over the downtown. It was a perfect spot to get like the kind of photos I was aiming for, which was I wanted something that was very urban and just like, I don't know, modern and fun. So hopefully they turned out like how I envisioned in my mind. But the photo shoot was fun. I think it went well. So yeah, I should have a couple sponsored posts coming up soon. So please support those by giving them a like. That would be amazing. What I have coming up this week, I am going to be on my friend Derek's podcast. And on his podcast, I'll be talking a little bit about influencer marketing. If that's something you're interested in, I will let you know when that episode is out. And his podcast is called The Client Side, if you feel like looking that up. He's a local person in the marketing industry. So if that's your jam, definitely check that podcast out. Okay, so that is everything about me. And before I sign off here, I wanted to do a shout out to my latest reviewer, and that is from a fellow podcast. It's called My Guest List Podcast, and it's kind of just like an interesting idea for a podcast where they rate other people's podcasts. Well, I shouldn't say rate. I should say it's more like a friendly review. They check them out and they tell other people about what was so good and unique about these individual podcasts. So it's just like spreading the word about cool podcasts, which I love because I listen to so many podcasts personally. To have this like meta podcast about podcasts is a great idea, and I love that it's a thing. So check out My Guest List Podcast if that's what you're into. Okay, so that is it for this week, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or suggestions about anything, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I really appreciate that you are here and interested in the same thing that I am excited about, and that really means the world to me. And if you're someone who wants to advertise with me on this podcast or in any other capacity, send an email to info@yycsociables.com and we will hook you up. All right, thanks guys. Bye for now. See you next week.